Right now it is time to bring in the man who is talking 1-3, 1-3, 3-1. Ladies and gentlemen, it's blackjack time. Here's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello, Marshall. And that is, of course, after getting 1 to maybe 1.5 inches of rain.
So it's going to be a slushy mess.
That's putting it loosely. Yep. So rain arrives. It gets heavier and steadier as we progress through the day today. Low 50s, so at least on the mild side. And then tonight the rain goes over to wet snow after midnight. Windy, low 30s. There could be 1 or 3 inches, with 3 inches in the highest elevations before it ends early tomorrow morning. What's early? Before 9 a.m. And then it clears out and it's windy. Highs 35 to 40 for the last full day of winter. Your Saturday, sunny and breezy, around 50. Spring comes in at 5:37 p.m. Sunday, sunny, 55 to 60. And it looks like Monday and Tuesday, very close to 60 degrees with sunshine. So really nice weather from the weekend into early next week. We just have to get through today and tomorrow.
Well, yeah, because tonight we can sleep it off. You know, we don't have to worry about it.
So it'll
be,
that?
So what's the temperature going to be today when it's raining?
Maybe the low 50s.
That's not warm enough for me. Anything below 55 and rain brings upon my that weird thing. I have Raynaud's disease. So my fingers, if I'm outside, doesn't matter whether I have gloves on or socks and shoes and stuff on, any moisture with temperature that's below 55, my feet, my toes, and my fingers all start turning white. They lose circulation. It's strange because, it's like I said, it's not based on 32 degrees. It's just based on moisture and anything under 55 degrees. And to warm them back up, if you let them go too far, is really painful. So that's why I don't like a cold rain. That's why I don't like a cold rain.
Well, I think you better stay inside then.
I'm going to.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way to solve that problem.
You don't have to tell me twice, Pat. Don't have to tell me twice. I'll be inside. I'll be binge-watching something on TV.
Okay. That's a good thing. Now, you know, tomorrow is St. Joseph's Day.
St. Joseph's Day tomorrow, yeah.
And when Mom was alive, she always expected me to go to the Italian pastry shop and get what they call St. Joseph's pastries, or you may know it as St. Joseph Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And they look like, you know, they look like they're round, they look like round donuts, and they're stuffed with either custard or cannoli cream.
But they don't have a hole in them, right?
Yeah, they do. Well, I guess not really.
No, you're right.
They don't. The top is the color of the filling with a cherry.
Yeah, there you
go. And then powdered sugar on top of it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
I love the custard ones. Not that I won't eat the cannoli ones, but I love the custard ones.
The cannoli ones, when you add the dough into it, like a regular cannoli, it's got the hard crust.
Right.
And so basically the cannoli cream itself is not too rich. But when you put the cannoli cream inside a doughy thing, it just doesn't taste as good.
That's why I like the custard ones. And this year, I am going to try to make my own.
All right.
Today I'll do the custard part because that has to go into the refrigerator, you know, overnight. And then tomorrow afternoon, I'll do the Zeppoli part and then put them together. If they come out good, I'll bring them over to my friend Anthony's house this Saturday night, who's hosting the dinner. If they don't come out good, then I'll go to the bakery and buy them.
That's right. You know, it's funny. I'm not a big dessert person, but my grandmother and her sisters used to make, and I don't have the patience to bake. I don't mind cooking because, you know, recipes you can fudge one way or the other. But baking, to make something correctly, you really have to follow certain rules. But my grandmother and her sisters used to make things like fresh lemon meringue pie, or custard pie, or you know, all the apple pies and everything like that. And then they used to make their Hungarian desserts, and they used to make this fried dough where it was that was great, that you put powdered sugar on. And then we'd go to Bayonne, and we'd visit the really strict Catholic end of our family, and all the stuff that you're talking about would be there. You know, you'd get the Zevoli, you'd get the eclairs, homemade eclairs. It's a good thing I grew up just liking food and not really, because otherwise I could eat desserts all the time and not even eat real food. Something about desserts. Yeah. Something about desserts.
Well, they have sugar in them. Sugar's addictive.
Yeah, but it's nice. You know, like if you sit down in front, even when I was at my heaviest and I sat down in front of, let's say, an 18-ounce steak, I couldn't eat it all. I eat about 3, 4, 5 ounces, okay? It didn't matter how big I was. But you put me down in front of a box of, let's say someone brings a box of two French crullers and two
eclairs.
I'll eat them all at one sitting. I'll just eat them all.
You know, it's funny because my friend Anthony had got the surgery, I don't know how many years ago. What do they call it? The
gastric
bypass. And they told him, you know, they said, now, in order for this to work, you must exercise, you know, and watch what you eat. So initially, he lost 35 pounds. I would say he has gained back that and maybe twice as much since, because number one, he doesn't exercise, and number two, I noticed whenever we go out to eat or eating there, you know, the plate will be in front of him, he's full. Let's just say he has a burger and fries.
Yeah.
Half of the burger and some of the fries, he's full. But then, let him order a piece of layer cake or anything like that. Plate is wiped clean.
Yeah.
Has no problem with that. And, you know, and I've said it, you know, a couple of times, you know, this is not the way to go, you know, because as you get older, the metabolism slows. And, you know, you don't want to keep getting weight. Yeah, I know. And you can't even get him, you know, if you say to him, come on, let's take a walk, you know, let's go around the block, let's see the new home, blah, 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 blah. No, that's okay.
Yeah, when I had my gastro bypass surgery many years ago, 20 years ago, I was 474 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, big. I was big. I eventually went down to 221 pounds.
Wow.
I went from a 66-inch waist to a 38-inch waist, okay? Now, I have kept the majority of that weight off. I've gone up and down. I've been up as high as, like, when my good buddy LJ passed away, my dog, I went on a 3-month eating depression spree. And I got myself up to about 340 pounds. That's when I went on the pandemic diet, and I'm now down to 272 and still heading down. But even at the height of my weight gain, I kept 130 pounds less. Oh, I know, you know, I don't know how anybody can, once they have that surgery, can eat enough, because you get sick if you overeat. You get sick. Mm-hmm. You physically get sick. It's there's no way around it. You get sick.
Oh, yeah.
So you're right. Your friend has got to be very careful there. Very, very careful.
Yeah. But, you know, it doesn't see it. It goes in one ear and out the other right now, Marshall.
How old is he?
Anthony, I think he's like 60.
Because I'm, like I said, I'm 68, and I feel, even over the past year with this pandemic and taking off the 70-some pounds, I feel so much different and better. I still have achy knees because they need surgery, but I mean, I feel, other than that, I feel better. But if you keep doing that and you don't learn your lesson, and also now I don't eat processed food, Pat.
Right.
Processed food is out. There's nothing processed in my food, so. And I hope your friend doesn't eat processed food.
Would you consider McDonald's?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. That's most of the time.
Because they get their hamburgers in frozen. They get all this other stuff that's, you know, it's not made fresh on site. So it's got to be processed. It's got to have preservatives in it.
Right. Can't talk to him.
Yeah, that's too bad. Well, maybe one day he'll just wake up and decide to change.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Well, I know the weather forecast isn't going to change. It's March, and we're going to get rain, cold rain today, and then we're going to get some snow. It's going to be slushy, and then the weekend and Monday and Tuesday appear to be beautiful.
Absolutely nice. You're right.
All right. Now, we have our website got an upgrade, Pat. First time since we've been on the air in the past 12, 13 years. We had somebody make a big donation for us to totally revamp our website. And I mean a big donation, a $10,000 donation.
Wow.
It took about 2.5-3 months. So the new website is up and on the air at robinhoodradio.com. There you go.
Oh, how nice. Going to have to check it out.
Check it out and take a look at our website. All right, Pat. I will speak to you mañana.
All right. Sounds good, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.